I am still taking questions from people, and I'm getting some interesting ones. Today, I want to try to answer two of them at the same time. One is, does God make a record of sin? And the second one is, what is atonement? What does atonement mean? For years, I have taught that 1 John Chapter 4, verse 8 and verse 16 make the statement that God is love, and love is defined in 1 Corinthians 13. We read the love chapter, and we see that there is a definition of God as love is being described. One characteristic of love, or of God, is that love, or God, does not impute sin. Impute means to make a list or make a record of it. We see this. Christ on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He was not making a record of their sin. It doesn't mean that he can't remember it. He just doesn't impute it. He doesn't charge you with it. Who charges us with it? Who is the one that charges us with the sin we have done or what others have done to us? Because really, if you want to just narrow down sin, make it simple, sin is what you have done to others or what they have done to you. What you have done to others will create guilt and shame. Why would you have guilt and shame? Because you just imputed that sin to yourself. And what about what others have done to us? What they have done to us makes us feel angry and bitter, resentful. Why? Because we are imputing their sin. We are making a record of their sin in our mind. Who makes the record? We do. And the guilt and shame and anger and resentment prove it. Love does not do that. God is trying to make us in the image of his only begotten Son, who is in the image of God, who is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So Christ made the statement, no greater love has any man than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. He was manifesting the love of God. Jesus Christ, then, possesses the love of God. God is love, and love doesn't make a record. Love does not impute sin. Again, Christ proved that on the cross. So how does the word atonement play into this? In the Old Testament, there is a word, a Hebrew word, the Strong's number for it is 3722. And I'm picking that word. There is another word or two translated atonement, but this one is 102 times in the Old Testament. 73 times is atonement, purged, merciful, reconciliation, reconcile, and so on. This is your main word. And to look up this word atonement in the ancient Hebrew, it is in the family of words. It simply means a covering or a lid. In fact, the actual meaning of it is cover. The concrete meaning is a lid. And the abstract meaning is atonement. And to just simply read the basic meaning of this word, it's a protective covering to go over something or the covering of a debt or a wrong. For instance, when Christ was being murdered on the cross, the wrong that was being done him, he covered it over with they know not what they do. See, that was an atonement. Christ on the cross is creating an atonement. What do you mean? He's creating a covering. For what? Well, once I am immersed into the death of Christ and I am taught what the crown of thorns represents, the stripes on his back, the nakedness, the darkness, I see all of that painted picture. It's like God painted a picture showing us the result or the effect of iniquity. Iniquity, twisted thinking, is what makes you feel guilty because you don't understand God is not condemning you. He's trying to help you overcome. And if you're feeling guilty, that means you don't feel forgiven. And yet here on the cross, Christ is saying, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Do you think God was in harmony with Jesus when he said that? Do you think God was wanting to condemn these people, but because Jesus said, hey, you know, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. That God let off and said, well, all right, I won't condemn them. Jesus was only voicing the character, the thinking of his Father. His Father knew they know not what they do. So why would Jesus say, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do? Because we needed to hear that. We needed to understand that for the Son of God to make that statement, we knew in his heart he was not condemning them. He is the Son of God. He is the image of God. So we need to hear him say that to know, well, he wasn't condemning them. Well, if he wasn't, neither was the Father. So Christ on the cross, bearing a crown of thorns, bearing the stripes on his back, the crown of thorns represents guilt. The stripes on his back represent the things other people have done to him or said to him. It's a symbol of us. The crown of thorns we carry, the stripes we carry. That we can look at Christ on the cross and realize he isn't just simply depicting me. He is depicting all of humanity. All of humanity has guilt and stripes, nakedness and darkness. So by recognizing he is a picture of me, I can use that as a covering when I get angry with you. I can allow those thoughts to come into my mind of Jesus explaining to me about the people in my life who have hurt me. He's demonstrating not just me, but them, everybody. And just as he said, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. We can say the same thing toward those who have hurt us. And we can use these thoughts to turn us from hurting another person. In other words, if I start to get angry with you and I want to do something to hurt you, I can remember the cross and make that covering, make that atonement of how I'm thinking to turn my anger to one of sympathy, empathy, and love and care for you, knowing you have been hurt in your life. You are carrying guilt in your life. And I can turn from my anger using the cross as an atoning sacrifice. The atonement does not change how God sees us. It changes how we see him. Again, Atonement just simply means a covering, a lid. But we can put a covering on our anger and turn it to forgiveness. And again, sympathy and compassion toward other people. The purpose of the cross is to save us from our sin. Sin is the action of iniquity. If you're not going to sin, that means you're going to deal with the iniquity. And the iniquity is taken care of with the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ.